We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It hurts losing the reaction. You can tell they felt it. I felt it. We felt it.
I can't sleep, can't eat, you know, and it's just unacceptable.
We're not where we want to be, you know. No team wants to really be in the position we're at right now.
It's very easy for guys to part ways or get down.
Always got to get up and keep going and try and find a way to get better.
And ask yourself, in the mirror, are you doing everything that you can for this team?
We cohesively have to work together every day to bring each other up, motivate each other, inspire one another.
You go forward and you push through and with enthusiasm, with a bounce in your step.
There's always ways to work through it and come out on the other side.
There's still plenty of games to be played, so the last few games, that doesn't really determine how we're going to be for the rest of the season.
Just be disciplined and just do our own jobs and worry about what our own assignments.
Doing the basic fundamentals right, executing plays, and not having mental lapses on the field.
Gut check ourselves as a team, all three phases.
Find a way to go 1-0 this week.
As long as we get that feeling back we won a game, I think it'll start rolling from there.
We're closing in on another Michigan game day. Let's get you set for Saturday's matchup with our Keys to the Game edition of In the Trenches. Now, here's John Jansen.
Well, as always on Friday, I like to give you guys a little bit of an overview of what to look forward to this weekend. And honestly, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, it comes down to their quarterback, Noah Vedral, transfer from Nebraska. Isaiah Pacheco, their running back, and how much they can spread the ball around. This is an offense that can't rely on just one thing. They need to try and protect their quarterback as much as possible. They are going to put him on the move, change up that launch point. They're going to try and get the ball out early. So look for a lot of 3-5-step drops. Every once in a while, you might see a max protection where they try and get Noah Vedral in that 7-step drop, but a lot of play action. Isaiah Pacheco right now has 55 carries, 286 yards, 2 touchdowns. They have relied a ton on the passing game. This is not a dynamic offense, about 330 yards per game. This is a game that Michigan should be able to find a way to put pressure on the quarterback, to be able to handle their receivers in the secondary. So defensively for Michigan, this is a game that should allow them to gain some confidence. When you look at the defense for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, they've allowed just over 400 yards per game, so they've been playing pretty good, a lot better than we've seen in the last few years, but it is the secondary that has really kind of come up short, you might say, for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. So though some of those players that I talked about yesterday of being able to have good games, breakout games, look for, obviously, Ronnie Bell. He's the one that stirs the drink in that wide receiver room. But Giles Jackson, Cornelius Johnson, Mike Sanristil, A.J. Henning, all of those guys need to have big games. And if they can, it will allow them to then step back, get that rushing attack going, and again, try and gain some confidence in this offense. Before we get to the keys to the game, I've got a note from Cook and White. They are an employee-owned and operated, and they have been in business for over 85 years. They're fully licensed and insured. Cook and White can be your full-service provider from water heaters to generators and everything in between. They service most makes and models and offer annual maintenance contracts for both residential and some commercial. Cook & White sells whole house standby generators, high efficiency furnaces, and air conditioners, water heaters, humidifiers, boilers, and indoor air quality products to keep your home running at its best. Doing annual maintenance may prevent you from having an emergent situation down the road. Preventative care is the one thing that can keep you up to date on the status of your equipment. Visit cook-white.com to learn more or call 734-663-0204. Let's get into the keys.
Offense.
It comes down to finding an identity. Are you going to be a team that fails to run the ball, that fails to be able to move the ball on first down, second down, third down? This is an opportunity for Michigan to find a rhythm on offense, to be able to hand the ball off, get some continuity in that offensive line, get some confidence in that offensive line so that you know, hey, on third and short, this is the play that we can run. On first down, we know that we can run this play and gain some yards on first down. That's where this team needs to get to so that they can, one, win in Piscataway, but continue to improve because you've got some other teams coming up in Maryland and in Penn State and Ohio State. You're going to have to play better offensive football.
Defense.
To me, it's about being able to put pressure on Noah Vedral. He will throw the ball to the Michigan secondary. If you can put pressure on him, if you can make them, you know, scramble around in the pocket, not have time to find his receivers, not have time to get to his second or third key, that's going to be the key for this Michigan defense. Some new players, some young players trying to gain experience at the rush end position up front in the middle. If we can find a way to get, Chris Hinton, Mozzie Smith, some experience up front in pushing that pocket, put some pressure on those centers and guards, get that pocket collapsed in there. It will help with the edge rushers. And then against the run, it's about discipline. It's about making sure that you do your job, that if you're a three technique, hey, this A gap, this B gap, this is mine. If I'm an outside guy, I've got to make sure that I maintain outside leverage and force everything back into the middle. It's all about discipline when you're trying to stop the run.
Special teams.
I am going to keep it the same as I have the last couple of weeks. I'm looking for one explosive play, and it could be a punt return, a kick return, a blocked punt. It could be something that just as simple as, hey, if we punt the ball and we can down it inside the 5-yard line, if there's a coffin corner opportunity, hey, put it down inside the 5, make this Rutgers team go the length of the field. I don't believe they can against the Michigan defense, but I'm just looking for one key big play by this special teams unit.
Now it's time for John's locker room speech.
Ben, before you leave your hotel room in Piscataway this coming weekend and you travel to the stadium to take on the Scarlet Knights, I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself one question. What can I do to make this Michigan football team better today? What can I do to make myself a better football player so that I have a chance to go out there and play for the seniors, play for my coaches, play for my teammates? What can I do to make this Michigan football team better? When you get on the bus, I want you to look around and I want you to think about all of the memories that you have with your teammates, all of the times, all of the sacrifice that you have made throughout the course of winter conditioning. That's not easy to do. We did not have spring ball, but all of the sacrifices that you have made in regards to testing and wearing masks and socially distancing and Zoom calls, think about all of the time that you have invested in this football season. And when you take the field, you know that you have a special opportunity, not just to play the game, which is an extremely special opportunity in the year of 2020, but that you have the opportunity to put on the maize and blue, that you have the opportunity to wear the winged helmet, that you have the opportunity to represent the Michigan football Wolverines in this year of 2020. So you go in there and you find a way to come out with a win. You find a way to respond to three losses. You find a way to run the ball. You find a way to stop the run, and you find a way to respond. When you get hit in the mouth, you come back and you hit them even harder. You get off the ground, you get off the mat, you get up and you make a statement for yourself, for your position, and for your team. Go Blue.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.